Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some of it is just his play count. That's above my pay grade. You know, the more opportunities that he's gotten in certain games, he's had some big games for us. I felt like after Cincinnati, he was kind of getting going. You know, but Darnell has also been playing exceptionally well, so it's hard to take Darnell off the field. You know, he's been so good, but I'd love to see more opportunities for Pat.
How about that? Rodgers saying it's above his pay grade. That sounds like a guy who wants more Pat Freiermuth, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Get him out there, baby! Meanwhile, the hated Baltimore Ravens, they just paid Mark Andrews 3 years, $39 million. Signed him to a new deal yesterday. You're allowed to do that in season, by the way.
Yeah.
Interesting how that goes. 3 years, $39 million for a focal point of the Ravens offense. Pat Freiermuth's contract, 4 years, $48.4 million. And he just played 13 snaps.
Unbelievable.
That is such a waste, man, for an offense that right now isn't good at a single thing. You've got a $48 million player who's sitting on the bench. And let me tell you this, and you know this, it's not like Pat Freiermuth's in the doghouse because he's out gallivanting through town or doing things off the field that are causing problems. That guy is a consummate professional, a tremendous human being, who this entire time hasn't said one word about his lot in life or how he's been used, anything like that. So something's going on here. We've speculated. I don't know what it is, but they've got a $48 million player sitting on the bench when their pass offense is among the worst in the entire NFL. Make it make sense, man.
Well, if I were to guess, and just for the football part of it, I would guess that you can't take Darnell off the field, and Pat Freiermuth's blocking can't be put into the type of offense that they want to run. And in the running game, I think that they think that he's a liability maybe as a blocker. And Jonnu Smith, as more of a move blocker, may be a better blocker than Pat Freiermuth. So Jonnu Smith is going to be in as the second tight end. If they want to move him around and try to kick out or lead or insert, do things like that, like I think that they probably think that Pat Freiermuth's liability in the blocking game is not worthy of him having, you know, the adequate snaps that we think that he should have. So I think what he does in the passing game isn't worth how much he is a liability, I guess, in the running game, if that makes sense.
I think that's probably the way that they view it. I think you nailed that.
Yeah, like he can't inline block. He can't, he can, but like he's not really good at inline blocking like Darnell is. And on the move, Jonnu Smith may be better as a move tight end. So it's like we're going to go with that personnel with those two on the field more.
And that's fine if that's how they viewed things, but let's turn over that stone now.
Right.
It's time to get Freiermuth on the field for 40 damn snaps and just see what that looks like.
Mm-hmm.
You're going out, you're getting Adam Thielen. You have Marquez Valdes-Scantling on the practice squad. You're throwing old dudes against the wall to see if it sticks, and you're not going to use a guy that you've paid $48 million to just to see if that works. And you might be dead ass on, man, That's probably exactly how they view it. Okay, it hasn't worked. So get Freiermuth out there more and just see.
Mm-hmm.
What's the harm in that now? You've got a guy on your roster, not somebody who has to learn the offense, not somebody who has to warm up to it, not somebody who has to jump on a moving train. This guy who's here. And when he's got an opportunity like he did against Cincinnati, he could be a pretty good player. I don't think he's a great player. I don't think he's a game breaker, but he's a serviceable pass catching tight end.
For what you have.
Exactly.
For what you have, like he should be a top option.
He's a better tight end than Calvin Austin is a wide receiver.
Yes.
He's a better tight end than Roman Wilson is a wide receiver. You've got all these tight ends. Jonnu Smith has not affected the game at all. He doesn't keep anybody up at night. He's averaging 6.3 yards a reception. That is laughable. And I bet, I haven't looked this up, I bet that among qualified players, that's the lowest yards per reception outside of maybe running backs in the entirety of the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look that up here in a moment.
Especially tight ends.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The juice hasn't been worth the squeeze on that guy.
I'd be willing to bet that Pat Freiermuth gets targeted a lot on Sunday, though. Because usually, I mean, we did this in the beginning of the season. Where's Pat Freiermuth? Where's Pat Freiermuth? And then whenever we put a magnifying glass on it, it seems like it's like, oh, man, we do need to get Pat going. I bet you they target him a lot on Sunday.
I'm optimistic about that as well because of how Rodgers talked about him yesterday. Like, Rodgers didn't come out and explicitly question the coaching staff, but he did.
Mm-hmm.
It's above my pay grade. I'd love to see him out there more. Wonder who he's talking about.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.